Today is October the 6th, 2017, and it is Friday on Around the Word in 180 Days, where we read the Bible with our brothers and sisters in the public schools. I am Karen, your host for the program, and this year we are reading the red letter words of Jesus from the book of Matthew that we affectionately call just Jesus. Before we do that, let us pray an ABC prayer of adoration to our great and mighty God. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. You're the anchor in our storm, the beginning and the end, the creator of all things, our deliverer. You are Elohim, the fountain of life, so gracious, and you are the heir of all things. You are the image of the invisible God, and your name is Jesus, the King of kings and the Lord of lords, our Messiah, and the name above all names. You are the opener of our eyes and our heart, the perfecter of our faith, and you quiet us with your love. You're refreshing, and you are our shield. You're the true witness and unchanging in all that you do. You're the voice we long to hear, and the way and the life and the truth. You are extra special each and every day, and you are the God of yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Oh Lord, thank you for having zero tolerance for sin. We come before you because we know that you are the source of all that we need in our schools today. Help us, Lord, to be a blessing. And help us, Lord, to pray each and every day at school and to invite you in. Lord, we look forward to what you are going to do through us and help us to yield to your embrace. We love you, adore you, and thank you for all of this. In the incredible name of Jesus the Christ, amen. Well, welcome, my friends, to the reading of the Word of God, and we are up to Matthew 8, verse 26 today. So what was Jesus doing when he spoke these words? Well, after Jesus gave orders to go to the other side because of the great crowds around him, his disciples followed him. There arose a great storm on the sea, so that the boat was being swamped by the waves, but he was asleep. They went and woke him up, saying, "Save us, Lord, we are perishing." And he said to them, the word of God, Matthew 8, 26. "Why are you afraid, O you of little faith?" The word of God, Matthew 8, 26. Then Jesus arose and rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a great calm. And the men marveled, saying, "What sort of man is this that even the winds and the sea obey him?" Thank you, my friends, for joining us in the reading of the red letter words of Jesus. The second thing that we do together is to play a portion of a song about Jesus, and then I read the lyrics to you. So let's listen in today to Oceans, Where My Feet May Fail by Hillsong. Call me out upon the waters, the great unknown, where feet may fail. And there I find you in the mystery, in oceans deep, my faith will stand. And I will call upon your name and keep my eyes above the waves. When oceans rise, my soul will rest in your embrace, for I am yours and you are mine. Your grace abounds in deepest waters. Your sovereign hand will be my guide. Where feet may fail and fear surrounds me, you've never failed, and you won't start now. So I will call upon your name and keep my eyes above the waves. When oceans rise, my soul will rest in your embrace, for I am yours and you are mine. Spirit, lead me where my trust is without borders. Let me walk upon the waters wherever you would call me. Take me deeper than my feet could ever wander, and my faith will be made stronger in the presence of my Savior. And I will call upon your name, keep my eyes above the waves. My soul will rest in your embrace, and I am yours, and you are mine. Thank you, my friends, for listening to the words of Jesus and this song about him. The third thing that we do on Around the Word in 180 Days is to pray. And we pray at precisely 1:16 p.m. each day. And we have based that on Romans 1:16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, first to the Jew and then to the Greek. And each day we offer up a prompt. And today we are praying that we have a daring faith in the Lord. And when 1:16 comes around and you forget that prompt, don't you worry, just pray. It's a very devout, reverent, and short prayer because it's the middle of the day and totally inconvenient. But you can stop and just smile and know that you are not alone as you pray with your brothers and sisters across the nation. And so, my friends, I look forward to praying with you today at 1:16 p.m. The fourth thing that we do on Around the Word in 180 Days is to read Don Clark's devotionals. Today is the last episode in his series called Teacher, Take Courage. And then we will begin a new one on Monday called Love Ladders. He entitled his devotional for today, Courage to Tell Your Story. This scripture from Revelation 12, verse 11. They overcame him, evil, by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. In the book of Revelation in the Bible, we read that evil will overcome by the blood of Jesus and the word of one's testimony. As educators, we have all experienced evil in our personal lives, our schools, and the greater community in which we live. As educators, we have all experienced the presence of evil in our professional lives. In the lives of our students, we have seen and experienced sloth, disobedience, rebellion, fear, insecurity, apathy, and uncontrolled anger. We have seen students abuse themselves, other students, and staff members. At the elementary level, abused children swear and use sexually abusive language and behaviors as early as 6 or 7. Ben, a Christian educator in an elementary public school, has seen a student smear excrement all over his face. This student had been severely abused as a child and had learned to defecate and urinate on himself in an attempt to get the abusive adults in his life to leave him alone. When under stress at school, he manifests the same behavior. Ben's high school teaching friends have had a variety of experiences as well. They have dealt with drug-induced students and serious student fights. Students have sworn at them, and another has been physically assaulted by a student. One swastika-tattooed student last year stood up in front of the whole class and told the teacher to perform a sexual act upon him. Another teacher in another high school found two girls in the restroom having sex with one another in a stall. Ben's own teenage children attending junior high and high school tell him it is not unusual to see students making out in the hall, and often it's the girls making out with girls. As educators, we deal with evil found in parents who neglect and or abuse their children. At times, we educators are the recipient of abusive language from parents. Many parents have lied to us when we make inquiries about their children or how they are helping them. We must deal with the evil found in administrators and fellow teachers who may be angry, unforgiving, fearful, insecure, self-serving, manipulative, dishonest, controlling, or prideful. At times, we must deal with gossip, murmuring, and negativity. Finally, we must deal with the presence of evil within our own selves, which periodically manifests itself. We each have our own personal issues regarding evil or sin. in an epistle written by the Apostle John. He states that if we believe we have no sin, evil, within us, then we are liars. It is so easy to focus on the evil, the negativity around us. How can we overcome this evil and not get discouraged by it all? One strategy God uses to overcome evil is to have people share their personal stories of how He is alive and working in their lives. One way believers deal with evil is to share their testimonies, their stories of facing evil or difficult situations, and explaining how God guided and helped them through these circumstances. This set of devotions, Teacher Take Courage, has provided one testimony at a time in order to encourage us to overcome evil with good, to exercise our faith without violating laws. Testimonies remind us and help us to keep our eyes focused on Jesus and what He is telling us to do in His schools. Jesus was a teacher who taught in public and faced far greater evil than us. All manner of evil in the public schools is reported in the mass media. The media reports students arrested for drugs or assault, teachers caught in having sexual relations with students, and administrators embezzling funds or cheating on state tests. What is never reported is the fact that public school teachers in some schools regularly meet for encouragement and prayer every day or week at their schools. What is never reported is that thousands of students meet each week in public school Bible clubs. Some of their lives are being changed eternally. What is not reported is how Christian educators are joining together to support youth in poverty and crisis in their communities. It is time to tell these good stories, these God stories. Do you have an encouraging story related to your walk with God in your professional life? Will you share this story with us at CEAI? At what time in your career did you most experience God and His presence at school? We invite you to send an email to us telling your story about God working in your classroom and school. We need encouragement from you. Help us overcome evil. Share your story. The prayer. Lord, give me the courage to tell the story you want me to share. And if you do have a story, please email me at kseddon@ceai.org, and that is spelled kseddon. It's kseddon@ceai.org, and I will make sure that it gets to the national office. The final thing that we do on Around the Word in 180 Days is to offer up a quote for the day. And today's quote is from Robert Frost. Two roads diverged in a wood, and I took the one less traveled, and that has made all the difference. And now, my friends, as we close out our time together, let me read the powerful words of Jesus the Christ from Matthew 8:26. Why are you afraid, O you of little faith? Dear Father, Almighty God, you are so powerful and so amazing. Forgive our unbelief, Lord. Forgive us when we don't think big enough and we don't have a daring faith in you. For Lord, you can move mountains. You can do all things. You're the chain breaker and the way maker. Help us to share our stories of what you are doing in our lives in the public schools. We love you, thank you, and ask this all in the precious name of Jesus the Christ. Amen. And so, my friends, I wanted to remind you that we will be reading the Word and praying with you each school day. So until Monday, if the Lord is willing, this is Karen. I love you.